There was an uncanny aura about the castle. I noticed movement on the trail below us and looked about for shelter. A large boulder sat alongside the trail. Grasping Mina's hand firmly, I called, "This way, Mina, quickly!" I climbed the rock's slippery surface, and then bracing myself, I stretched down a hand for Mina. She clasped it strongly, and I pulled her to the top of the rock. While she laid down her load, I pulled out my field glasses and gazed down the slope toward the movement I'd seen. There! The swirling snow parted long enough for me to see a band of mounted men drawing a cart. A long, lighter wagon that swayed from side to side with every change in the trail's rough surface. The men were so close that I should have seen them sooner. Outlined against the snow, I could tell from their clothing that they were peasants or gypsies of some kind. On the cart sat a great wooden chest. My heart leapt in my throat as I saw it, for I knew that the end was coming. Darkness was not far off, and with it, the thing that rode in the chest would be free to elude us in any of his countless forms. The next lull in the storm displayed the entire scene for us. "See," I said, pointing. "They come quickly. They are flogging the horses and galloping as fast as they can." I lowered the glasses and steeled myself for what was coming. "They are racing for the sunset. We may be too late. Gods will be done." The swirling snow hid the landscape. For a moment, I raised the glasses again to search for our quarry. The shifting snow parted again, and I spotted new movement. "Look, see? Two horsemen follow fast, coming up from the south. It must be Quincy and John. Take the glasses. Look before the snow blots it all out." As Mina took the glasses from me, I spotted two more figures riding fast from the north.